Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That was a little Van Halen bringing us back, by the way. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jim Ballard back on the show. Jim has been a member of our Brain Trust since 1999. He's a management consultant, a leadership trainer. He's a motivational speaker. He's an author extraordinaire. Some of my favorite books on the planet he wrote or co-wrote. One of my favorites is Mind Like Water, and of course the first one that we knew about him back, and this is actually, the name of the book is actually James Ballard, by the way, and that's What's the Rush? But he is also the co-author of all the Whale Done books that many of you have seen, and there are more of those to come. Jim's here to help us, as he always does, get some balance in our lives. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. So happy to be here every time.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Jim. As I say, we count on you to help us gain and maintain a little balance in our lives because you always do such a good job of that. Jim, you've been talking a lot and doing some work a lot on what you call working in the flow, where you do a better job of managing energy and attention. Well, talk to us about what you mean by that and why it's important.
Well, we hear a lot about being in the moment. You know, people talk about that
right.
All the time. Athletes talk about what they can, how well they can play, or what they can achieve when they're in what they call the zone. And
mm-hmm.
studies of peak human performance talk about the flow experience. Books out about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there a way to work that uses energy without using it up, that allows us to operate at maximum efficiency without fatigue, and that gives us success with incredible enjoyment. And a number of different disciplines, the latest brain science, positive psychology, quantum physics, efficiency research, together with Eastern religions, answer with a big yes. So the question is, how do we achieve this state?
And Eastern religions contribute, one of the things that they contribute, as I remember what I've learned, and a lot of it from you, Jim, is one of the important parts that Eastern religions contribute is the meditation, the centering practices of those religions, isn't it?
Well, my teacher, Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote Autobiography of a Yogi, he's not around anymore, but he used to say that there's a way to work in a state he called calmly active, actively calm. And the actively calm part of that was meditation, was doing
mm-hmm.
something, if you don't meditate, doing something that brings you out of your movie, that gets you away from the stress for
mm-hmm.
a little while,
mm-hmm.
so that you come back to it and know that it is a movie, that it's,
mm-hmm.
that it's not, you know, everything.
Do you have to disengage? Do you have to just disengage to accomplish that?
I think so, yeah. You have to find a place where you're alone and you're quiet, and this may even be for moments,
right.
but where you're given back to yourself. And that's the calmly actively calm part. Then you can be calmly active.
I do this, Jim, and I don't know if this qualifies, but there'll be times when I know I've got a really important meeting or a really important phone call or something where I've got to make sure that not only do I do a good job, but I don't mess up. And I've got to really be on my toes because most people are smarter than I am, so I have to really, you know, pay attention to that. And so before I go into a meeting like that or before I take a call like that, I just kind of get real quiet to myself, and I just have a word with myself. I don't do any kind of a mantra or anything like that. I just talk to myself.
That's right. And that
does that qualify?
That gives you back, right?
Well, yeah.
You know that it does because of what it does, what it gives you.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, going back to the flow, I think the first key point is that it's all about energy, our use of the energy that we have. I mean, we're surrounded by a sea of cosmic energy, and we're like the fish that says, water, what water, you know? So the Richard Feynman, I read, who's an eminent physicist, said the energy in a single cubic meter of space is enough to boil all the oceans of the world.
Wow.
And so, you know, this energy is ours to use, and one of the forms of energy is attention. All of our experience, your experience and my experience up to now, that we remember has been is the sum total of what we paid attention to, mm-hmm, in any given moment. Isn't that right?
Well, that's exactly right. And see, this is the challenge of a small business owner, Jim, because we have so much going on. We have so many alligators nipping at our ankles or biting a leg off, that whenever something comes up, maybe it's a customer, maybe it's an opportunity, maybe it's something we should have seen that we didn't see, because we were not able to get in the moment with that. We were dividing our energy and our attention with other things that actually didn't have to happen that way.
Wow, you really said it right there.
Been there, done that.
When you come across a person, a service person, who is calm and centered, who can listen to you, who can give full 100% attention to you, I mean, you want to be, not only to be with that person, but the time it takes to do the business with that person is like, you know, way less than it is when that person is, you know, rowdy thoughts or your own, and that person can calm you, help you see what you want to buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the second point, the real point here is about attention control.
Hmm.
So much of the time, our attention is not on the present, but it's on the future. We want to know how it's going to come out. We want to know what happens next. And you can't live fruitfully like that, and yet most of us try to do it. We're not here. We're not even where we are. We're up ahead, and we're futuring. And this, mm-hmm, is the cause of needless stress and exhaustion and inefficiency.
So could we say take your day one chapter at a time? Don't leaf forward in the book and see what's going to happen. Take it one chapter at a time as it comes to you. Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Jim, what's the new book? Remind me of the new book.
Oh, it's The Wisdom School.
All right, that's coming out soon, right?
Not out yet.
All right, we're looking for it, though. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.